we welcome John Mooney of New Jersey Spotlight to Newsworks Tonight. So lane closures, John, and four-hour backups near the George Washington Bridge back in September. Political retribution. A scandal is blowing up rapidly for Governor Christie. He issued a major mea culpa today. You were there as Christie stood in front of reporters for a full 2 hours. What was the mood in the room?
It was getting warm, I'll tell you that. It was quite the interesting political theater. It was pretty much standing room only, needless to say, plus all the cameras and the like. And it was quite dramatic. Unlike his usual press conference where he holds court and makes jokes and is, you know, very much a man of confidence, he today sort of stepped forward and right out of the gate was quite contrite and talked about being sad and humiliated. And, you know, the question is how genuine it was. But I think there were times where reporters were even noticing that he was, you know, coughing, choking up a little bit. But he still has a long way to go. It was an opening response to this thing that has clearly gotten out of control for him a bit. He got rid of the key players at the center of this, and that being a deputy chief of staff who had written the most implicating emails, and then Bill Stepien, his campaign manager, who was also had been named to be the GOP state chairman, and both of them took the fall on this one.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit. There are a number of investigations in the legislature, and the U.S. attorney's launching a probe. Do we expect to hear through the process at all from Bridget Kelly, the deputy chief of staff that Christie let go?
I think I'm sure she's going to be subpoenaed to testify, so she will probably be making an appearance. But if anything like David Wildstein, who was another big player in this, who stepped down a month ago when this all broke, he testified before the Assembly Investigative or Assembly Transportation Committee today and pled the fifth. With all these investigations swirling, he was not going to be coming out and talking a whole lot, I think. But you're going to see this. This is going to, we're going to have more subpoenas coming. We're going to have more testimony. We're going to have folks caught in traffic. You know, who knows? The Democrats are certainly seeing an issue that they can work with, and we're going to hear a lot about it in the next few months, if not beyond. And the risk that Chris Christie took today is that more doesn't come out. You know, if there's another email or text, him getting up there every few times and saying, "I apologize, I feel badly, I was duped," you know, I think that's going to run, that's going to wear pretty thin.
Now, and we'll get to more of that in just a moment, but I wanted to get back to Bill Stepien, who managed the governor's reelection campaign, was a candidate to chair the state Republican Party. He's out. Was this a shock?
I think that was because he was pretty close. I mean, he's quite close to the governor. And so I think, you know, for him to take the fall on it, you know, it was interesting. He may have been willing to do so himself to save the governor on this. The governor says that he was misled. He wasn't quite as critical of Bill as he was of his aide. But it certainly, you know, it was not a good day for him as well. And I think that one stung a lot of folks in the State House because they all knew Bill.
So the understanding is that Stepien was part of the crew that misled the governor, and that's why he's out.
I mean, the governor said that outright. I was lied to, and Bridget Kelly, who's the aide, was the one he really saved the harshest comments for, but Bill as well. And the emails are not good. You know, they point to a pretty nasty tone in terms of what the political consequences were coming down on Fort Lee because their mayor wouldn't endorse Christie. So it was hard to defend those guys when you read those emails. And so I think he had to move and at least stop the bleeding on that.
So, John, to the legislative hearing today, Assembly Transportation Committee Chair John Wisniewski, who's a Democrat, says it strains credibility that someone in as high a position as Deputy Chief of Staff did not communicate the lane closure plans to the governor, and we'll hear from Mr. Wisniewski now.
We need to understand who was involved in authorizing that. I find it hard to believe that Bridget Kelly, on her own, came up with the idea to divert traffic lanes in Fort Lee. We need to have that answer.
Your thoughts on that, John?
Well, I mean, that's what we're going to be hearing a lot about in the next, next few months. It's certainly going to be as I say, a slow trickle of witnesses. I mean, you know, you think you would. I mean, it's pretty tight office there, and folks know what they're each doing. I mean, those folks know what everything's going on in different agencies in the state. So the fact that these things weren't being shared, I think that the assemblyman raises some real questions that I don't hardly have been answered. I really think today is just the beginning of this, and it's certainly not the end, despite what Chris Christie wants.
So when all is said and done, John, if there's no smoking gun implicating Christie in all of this, does this affect his probable 2016 presidential bid?
If there's nothing further, I think, yes, I still think it weakens him. And, you know, maybe time will heal all wounds. But it certainly slows him down in doing some of the things he wanted to do. He's got an inauguration coming up. He has a State of the State speech. He has a new budget. I think, you know, this certainly distracts him from those things. He'll still do them, but it puts a bit of a cloud over all those. It's not the way he wanted to go into his second term by any stretch. So it weakens him. Time may heal it. Entirely, no. I think it's still going to, you know, every time that the issue comes up of whether he bullies enemies and adversaries, is, you know, people are going to have something to point to.
John Mooney of NJSpotlight.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.